Hello all and welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonda Gregory and I pray that the broadcast today will encourage your heart and lift you up. But first I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all my listeners, the ones that need healing, deliverance, children need to be saved. God, bring them children home. Let the people know where they're at. Oh, God, just touch them, I pray. For those incarcerated, help them today. God, send help and hope into them through this message, I pray. For those that are not born again, I pray you give them revelation knowledge. Let them know that they must be born again. And God the Father, let them know that the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. They must be born again, washed in that precious blood that will wash away all sins, never to be bought up against them ever again. Help them to know, Father, they must be born again. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you for that. Amen. During this series of broadcasts, I've been talking about different people in my life over the years of the ministry that have affected my life and my husband's life. In 1975, we started Trucking for Jesus Mobile Chapel Ministry. We went all over the country, my husband and I, with our mobile chapel, preached in truck stops, living in truck stops. And my husband went home to be with the Lord about 4 years ago, but I'm still carrying on for the Lord, still preaching, still doing radio and TV broadcasts, still holding on to God's unchanging hand. But in these series of broadcasts, I want to tell you about some of the people that influenced and helped my life. And one of them was my former pastor. He lived in Martinsville, Virginia. He was the pastor of Adventure in Faith, Albert Robertson, and his wife, Gloria. I come up under his ministry. And I watched him my whole life and his wife up until the day God took his precious soul home. But Brother Robertson was an awesome man of God. And when I think about him, I think about 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter, verse 21. For after that is the wisdom of God. The world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And if ever there was a man that you could call a preacher, it was Albert Robertson. I never seen him, and I live very close to their family. Never saw Brother Albert and Sister Gloria preach a message that they did not live. They lived what they preached. And a lot of people would become upset with Brother Albert because he was a stern preacher and he wanted you to live a holy life and he preached holiness. And a lot of people didn't like that because they didn't want to live that way. They still wanted to partake in the world. And at the time, a lot of us thought, well, he's just old and getting foolish and not changing with the times. But honey, I want you to know the older I get, the more I know his message was right on. We need to stay away from the things of the world. We are in the world, but we need not to be of the world. And Brother Robertson preached the truth. He loved people, and he stood his ground, and I admired him for that. He was a great general in the army of God, and his wife, Gloria, she's still carrying on for the Lord. And I have to tell you, every time I have never seen her, that she was not always the same. Always sweet, always kind-spoken, soft-spoken, loved her family, loves her church, loves the neighborhood, loves the people, always been that type of person. And Albert and Gloria Robertson changed my life through the life they lived. I am grateful for men and women like Albert and Gloria that stood faithful for God and taught the Word of God and wouldn't back down no matter what other people said. No matter who left, who came, or who went, they stayed faithful. Oh, my gracious. Where are the generals that are led? Nowadays, we preach in churches. I see people preaching, just do what you want to do. It's going to be all right. It's not. You got to stay away. You're in the world, but you can't be of the world. You got to be a separate people. You got to live holy. We do that by living in Jesus Christ and keeping His Word. Oh, I thank God for the great men and women of God that stood faithful in the times and when things were good, when things were bad, they still stood faithful to God. They had unwavering faith. When I think about my former pastor and his wife, I think about two that have unwavering faith. And I look forward to the time that I go to heaven and I get to see my pastor once again. I want to thank, after I see Jesus, I want to thank him for being the kind of man he was that stood for the glory of God. Aren't you glad? Amen.